Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm bringing you a mashup of some of my favorite roundtable discussions from the past few years. We cover everything from fantasies to masturbation to toys, and even get into how being part of the Sex with Emily team has changed their sex lives. I had such a good time listening back to these conversations, and I'm sure you will too. To hear more from these shows, you can find them in the show notes. Enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
So let's just break down if you're not sure about the G-spot. There is still debate. This comes up all the time that, you know, people, science still unsure if the penis exists, if the G-spot exists. But, you know, a lot of women, solid amount of women out there, around 30%, report being able to have deep, intense orgasms from vaginal penetration alone. The G-spot, kind of like the ozone layer, was this you, Madison, talking about that?
It's kind of like the ozone layer. There's a lot of doubt about whether it exists. We can't really prove it's there, but some of us certainly feel its effects.
Exactly.
We not do. Not Republicans, but...
You know. Right, not the Republicans. We don't want to talk to them about our sex life. and it did come from, in the late 40s, the gynecologist Ernest Graffenberg described the erogenous zone in the front wall of the vagina, and that's why it got the name as the G-spot. And he said studies revealed a complex of blood vessels, nerve endings, and remnants of the female prostate gland in the same area. And it showed that for a minority of women, particularly those with strong pelvic floor muscles, do your kegels, stimulation in this area could trigger powerful orgasms without the clitoris ever being externally stimulated. This marked the beginning of the great G-spot debate. And so while some people say that it doesn't exist, some people say, well, it's all related. The clitoris and the G-spot are all one. What does it matter? You know, call it whatever you want. Like, there are different sensations that you can have. Maybe the tissues are all connected. People think the clitoris is just a little, you know, button, but really it extends deep down inside. So whatever it is, here's where the G-spot truly, this is where it is. I believe that it exists. I know it exists. 2 inches inside the vagina, on the front vaginal wall, there's a cluster of tissue roughly the size of a bean, resembles the texture of a walnut, and the size and location might vary from vagina to vagina. Men and I used to joke that we wanted to get like a G-spot locator app, like if you go like, doot, 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 there's your G-spot. We haven't invented that yet.
It's called your fingers.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and truly the best way to find your G-spot is with your fingers. and also we're going to talk about some toys today, but truly, if you've never found it, use your fingers, use a partner's fingers. And also, when you become aroused, like I always say, like knock out a clitoral orgasm first, or, you know, have just get warmed up with your partner, do foreplay, watch some porn, whatever it is that turns you on. The more aroused you are, the more likely you'll be able to find your G-spot, and because the tissue walls swell and they become much more sensitive to the touch. So how do you find it? The best way, explore with your fingers, or have a partner do it, like I said. And it's that whole, your palms facing up, and it's that come hither motion, like you're like begging someone to come towards you. And you will find this like ridged area, which means that you're on the right track. And you stroke it. So it's not like so much like a in and out, like a second, like you're pounding away at it, but you're like stroking it with this motion with your fingers. And you use your index and your middle finger. I'm doing it right now, but like no one can see it because you're not watching me. But you've probably, I feel like that people have been doing this for years. We'll Snapchat it.
It's like upside down quotation marks.
Upside down quotation marks. Exactly. Oh, you're stroking it. Thank you. That was good. They say if you have to pee, you know, a lot of people have this urge to pee and they stop, but that it actually probably means that it's working. And sometimes, you know, yeah, use your hands. It's great to use some lube, be warmed up, be relaxed. And I have to say that I'm going to be honest here about my G-spot exploration. It took me a really long time. Like, I did not find it through intercourse. I even bought at Good Vibrations when I moved to San Francisco. I literally got off the bus from Michigan and I walked into Good Vibrations and I was like, I just figured I hadn't really even had any kind of orgasm, but I bought a clitoral vibe, and I bought like the pocket rocket, and I bought the G-spot book, which I still have, and I bought a rabbit vibe, the original Vibratex rabbit, and I never found, like, I, you know me, like, I didn't finish the book like halfway through, and I tried, and I had a boyfriend, we never found it, and I gave up, and I had a lot of sex, I had clitoral orgasms, but I didn't find it. And it wasn't until I was on my own and I started doing my Kegels, that I really started doing them. And it was probably years later, like not even till like probably my four or five years later, that I really just realized that it was about those muscles and how I did it. But it took me, what I'm saying is it can take you time and practice and energy. And for a lot of women, it doesn't happen during intercourse and it's going to take some work. But once you find it, then you're like, oh, I know how to move in that position. Like I know how to do it. So I'm curious, I'm going to go around the room here. Madison first, or Madison, I'll talk to Jamie first. Madison's busy preparing her G-spot speech. But Jamie, tell me, when have you discovered your G-spot?
Yes, I have. I definitely didn't discover it through intercourse. It was definitely, I was with my boyfriend for a while, and I'd had clitoral orgasms a lot. But I was like, there's something not happening and I don't know how to do it. So then one time just went to the bathroom while he was laying down or whatever, and I was just like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom, and I just kind of like found it on my own. And then I was like, oh my god, okay, there's a spot right here. And I was like, okay, so how am I, because I at the time I was, you know, wasn't super experienced, so I was like, how am I gonna explain
how
this
old
to
are
him?
You at the time, because you're still you're...
well I was 19 at the time. Okay. So I was, but
and how old are you now?
I'm 22. I'll be 23 soon. But yeah, so I
love when you're young, you're like, I'm almost 23, though. Like, when you're older, like, no, I'm really 10 years younger. It's so really, cute.
I'm about 25.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I was like, how am I going to explain this to him? Like, because he probably thinks that he's found it already, you know?
Right.
So I was just like, I found it. And then I was like, okay, so I went back to the room, and I was just like, okay, let's go around for another round. And then I was kind of just like, instead of like, I was like, how about we just do, you know, no sex and just foreplay? And so through, like, him fingering me, that's how I was actually able to have my first G-spot orgasm.
So how did you even know that something was missing?
Because I was just like, I feel it, you know, when you're clitoral orgasm, you feel it like, you know, on the outside of your vagina, but you don't really feel it like deep within.
Right.
And I was just, I was like, well, what's the whole point of sex? You're going in and I want to feel something.
Good.
In
that
there.
Was very, so that's like really smart.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, okay, I'm just going to like find it on my own. Cause how am I supposed to tell him something if I don't even know where it is? Like, we're both just like searching with no map.
Exactly. So then, and now during intercourse, when you have sex with a guy, can you usually have what, G-spot orgasm?
G-spot orgasms are definitely,
they're harder, right?
They're difficult to have, so it's hard. I mean, definitely if I have a clitoral orgasm first, it's easier to get one, but it doesn't happen all the time during sex. But okay. I do have them kind of often.
Okay. And then is it a certain, can you only have it in one position?
It depends. like, if I'm in, like, a missionary type position, I have to, like, I raise my hips a lot.
Right.
Like,
with a pillow underneath you.
Yeah, if I have a pillow. If I don't have a pillow, like, because I used to do martial arts, so I, like, can be in weird positions, oh, I guess. Good. So, like, I
that's helpful.
I, like, raise my, I just raise my hips up on my own, kind of. It's kind of like a back bend-ish, but, like, half my back is still laying down.
So it that, helps, because your pelvis, yeah, everything's raised. Yeah, because
it just hits it more.
Makes sense.
And it's just, like, it's, it, they don't even have to go that deep, because it's super shallow.
It's so. A great tip.
Jamie, yeah. How are you not, like, married or, like, wifed Seriously. Up at this point? I'm, like, hearing you be like, oh, like, I can twist in all these crazy positions.
Well, now
and
she I'm will like, be.
Holy crap.
Check out the website. Let's see all her pictures. She's adorable. You're
find
single,
Jamie
right?
on Instagram. Yeah.
Wait, half of us are single. I'm single, Jamie. Okay, single. Your relationship. Okay, Madison. I'm saving Lori for last because I have no idea what.
You don't know what to expect.
We'll get into Lori.
One.
I have no idea. Lori's just the loose cannon here.
I think I've like accidentally experienced a G spot orgasm once or twice. It was kind of like with a boyfriend having sex, always on top, always like. I used to have a lot of sex in cars, so always in the back seat of a car with him sitting and me kind of like straddling him, and I'd be like, "Whoa, what was that?" and not really think about it. But I'm pretty sure I had a G spot orgasm before I really had a clitoral orgasm. Just. Like I said, on accident. It was like, what was that? That was nice. Okay, anyway. And it wasn't the first time I had one where I knew what it was the first time I had sex with my current boyfriend. And again, same position, him sitting straight up,
that's
me straddling
why you like
him
it so much.
Honestly, that's probably part of the appeal of it is that I didn't know sex could feel as good as it felt until I started having sex with my boyfriend. Like, I never knew, and it's because we waited a long time and we were like connected and
no,
all
Brad,
that.
I'm just kidding.
You but I mean, no, but a big part of it was just like his penis fits my vagina perfectly. Like, we talk a lot about penis size, but, like, I mean, it's just finding, like, that lock and key kind of situation. Because, like, I have, like, a, you know, I have, like, a tilted cervix. Right. He rocks a slight curve. So I think that it works
perfect.
Out.
Yeah. That should be a new dating site, actually. No. It's the curved penis and tilted cervix.
No, seriously. It was, like, it
you
was
can't,
just.
You're not alone.
It was, like, a puzzle piece.
Swipe app, just show your cervix and your penis. Like, is it, like, a lock and key? This is brilliant. Okay, delete this because I don't want anyone to hear my idea.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it worked out. And ever since then, you know, it's not guaranteed. It's not every time I orgasm a lot easier clitorally, but I can have a blended orgasm anytime I'm consistently being stimulated internally during oral sex, for instance. Like, I can have that. And I recently found out, during my research for this, I read that generally G-spot orgasms take about 15 minutes of consistent stimulation to happen. And that's why I wasn't having them very often in, like, during intercourse.
Right.
And I realized one time, like, when we had the sensual sex, it was because we were going really slow and we were doing, like, the same movement over and over again. You can't see my hand motions of us banging
right.
together.
The sensual sex of 2000, was that 2015?
Yeah, it was earlier this month. It was 2016. Yeah, it was recent.
Yay.
But yeah, like, it was, you know, we were going for a long time and, like, it happened and I was like, oh, okay. Because it was just so much deeper. It's like your knees are weak afterwards.
Yeah.
And
you needed the fifth to slow. She's like, get it over with. And then, no.
Usually, yeah, I know. We just had a show with Celeste and Danielle, the Somatica experts, and they were talking about, like, quickies, like, a woman who wanted a quickie versus a guy who wants slow sensual sex. And I'm the girl who's like,
I know.
I got shit to do. I gotta sleep. Like, anyway.
You need, like, the womanizer, the one-minute orgasm.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I get so that's true. You need the, it's not, you just need the constant on the same spot.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
It was finding that spot and, like, hitting it just over and over again, not, like, violently, just kind of, like, rubbing against it. Also, I was telling Lori about this, that it's super shallow. It's way more shallow than anyone thinks. I had to have a conversation with Wes. I was like, dude, you don't need to, like,
by
knuckle
shallow,
me.
We mean it's not way deep inside.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's not like the tip of the penis isn't going to find it. It's more like in the inner wall, like just 2 inches inside.
Yeah. I have little small fingers and, like, my fingers can, like, just reach it. And that's how I know about how deep it is. So I think a lot of guys are overshooting when they're doing it. They're, like, trying
Absolutely.
To, like, get it all the way into their knuckles. And it's like, dude, you don't need that.
Right.
Like,
guys
you're missing
love
it.
Do the
completely.
Big, you're like, ouch, no, it's just like, come hither.
Call it digging for change.
Come hither. Okay. Thank you for that, Madison. Okay, Lori,
yes.
I barely could sleep last night because I really was up all night wondering. Lori surprises me. Her goal, we all made resolutions this year, and her goal for 2016 was to finally have a G-spot orgasm.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, like, what have you been doing to achieve these goals?
G-spot orgasm is like my Everest. Like, I've been really, really focused on it. And I've been having clitoral orgasms almost daily since I was 7. So to change up, like, what my brain thinks about an orgasm has been, like, a journey. I spent, like, almost all day today masturbating. Like,
You looked kind of tired when you walked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, no, I woke up at 8 and I was like, it's going to happen.
And I feel like I have definitely today reached a new summit to Everest, but I wouldn't call it a solitary G-spot orgasm. Okay. I definitely think I had my first ever blended orgasm.
Oh!
Because I could, like, every time before that I've ever dually stimulated, I couldn't have either type of orgasm. Like, it was too much going on, like, kind of spread bed right. of nails for me. I couldn't have a clitoral or a G-spot orgasm if I was using a rabbit or if I was stimulating my clitoris and with my fingers at the same time. Couldn't do it. Today, however, I had, like, the Raven Nova, like, both right next to me, and I was going back and forth between them.
Nice.
And, oh, man, it was...
We're going to talk about these two toys that we love, these new G-spot toys.
But I was, like, really working the G-spot hard, and I know that I located it because I felt like the roof of my mouth.
Right, like, right.
That was the best way I could describe
it. That's what it feels like a walnut roof of the mouth.
Right, it was, like, rough, and I felt it, and it felt good when I touched it, and it was totally different because when I tried to look for it before, never had Kegeled in my life, you know? And then now I've been, like, doing Kegels all the time, so it was a totally different feeling, like, searching for it this time. Found it, located it, started using the G-spot toy, the Rave, to try to stimulate it. It felt really good. So I was like, oh, it's going to happen. And then, like, right at the point of when I thought it was going to happen, I switched to the Nova just to kind of aid with the clitoral stimulation a little bit, and I came, like, from having something inside me.
Oh, good.
For the first time ever. Yeah.
So that is a blended. So maybe, did it feel different, though? Did it feel more intense?
It did feel different. It felt totally different than afterwards when I was done. The way that my clitoris usually feels after coming is how, like, the inside of me felt.
Then I think you did. How, no, blended would be...
I mean, like, yeah. It's
that's
like,
it.
I feel like that kind of lets me get closer to... Like
no, but I feel like most of mine have, well, they've kind of been blended. I feel like it is sort of a blending, do you know? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's good. That's close. That's good.
It was totally different.
It was different.
Than anything I'd ever
That's
experienced.
Amazing.
So it was great. Yeah.
Congratulations. I mean, we've all been working on this. Mm-hmm. But Lori, that's good.
It's been, it was, you know, I had like 4 or 5 regular clitoral orgasms beforehand.
So you knew it was discernible like, difference
right,
between.
Like I was looking stuff up and I was like, I had like porn on one laptop and on the other laptop.
You had the Rave and the Nova, which are the two products that we're going to talk about. That is. I love it.
It's
good.
Great. Yeah, I feel very accomplished.
And Lori, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that before we did our last, was there a last review show?
A couple ago.
Yeah, that you had a multiple orgasm. And we talked to you that night before the show and gave you some tips. You came in, you had like 5.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
And so now you had the blended.
That was amazing. I had the blended. I listened
I'm so happy.
All of your tips, too. Like, I kept my hips up. I kept my legs together. I was kegeling
dirty. We were like, last night, we're like, Lori, it's like, we're like a team. We're like, you do this. Have you tried this?
But I did. It was all, like, right at the top of my mind, and it...
Do you love that's our homework?
I love it.
That's your work. I got to take home assignment tonight. Yeah. I got to work all night. I can find my G-spot. Yeah. It's really tough around here. I'm sorry.
It's good, though. I feel like... If I just keep doing this, I'll be like a G-spot expert by the end of the year.
I feel like by the end of the week. I mean, you're so close. Hi, everyone.
Yes.
Hi.
This is a big day, you guys. Really, because, we get a lot of toys into the office. I mean, it's kind of a joke. I mean, we actually do videos. If you check out our Instagram, we do. It's like the other day we get Madison 20 pounds of fleshlight?
I think it was roughly 21 pounds of fleshlight delivered to the office.
It's pretty amazing. It's exciting. It's like, what's in the...
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Box every day. We don't know. So we pick our toys and we all try them out. And so we can give you information because I know I never ever talk about products that I don't believe in and that we haven't tried and that we don't like. So we've picked a range today that we're going to go through, but these aren't just toys. These are things that will like take your sex life and your relationship to the next level. So if you're like, oh, I don't like toys, it's about intimacy, enhancing intimacy with your partner and with yourself. Because some of these toys are going to do things to your body that, I'm sorry, no matter how great your vagina is and your penis, it can't do the things that these toys can do. And they will help you have better sex together and apart. I'm telling you, right, guys? Do you agree?
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. You don't have to agree. I mean, they're not yes men, let me say that, or women.
All right, fine, okay. Emily, no, I don't agree.
Okay, so let's just give a little, okay, that's Madison. People have heard her voice before on the show a lot. Madison is my producer. We have our intern, Eddie.
Hey, guys.
He's been amazing. He's been here willing to jump in and try everything out. We'll be talking about the Fleshlight. Alyssa, my Hello. Assistant, who rocks, and Lori.
Hi.
Hi, Lori. Lori is doing everything, too, in the office. We're all working together here. We are, Lily, everything that you see from Sex with Emily, we are creating it so you guys can have better sex. This is the deal. The first thing we're going to start with today, is there anything else you want to say before we get started? Anyone, you guys want to say anything about how happy you are working here?
So happy. Honestly, it's been the funnest past couple months of my life. Can't believe it's real.
I did not pay you to say that. Okay.
My masturbation game is like really on point right now.
What does that mean? What do you mean, Lori?
I just am getting more out of masturbating and doing it more often and liking it more. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We're going to get into that more. Really. Yeah. So prior to this job, job.
I've always kind of masturbated, but I feel like I was in a little bit of a rut like before this.
Wow. We got you out of your masturbation rut. Okay. I love that.
It's the dream.
Living the dream. Realistic. Okay. So we don't want to waste any of your time here. Let's get started with the intensity. So the intensity is, you've probably heard, if you haven't heard me talk about it on prior shows, today we're going to break it down for you. So when you first see it, it looks like a rapid vibrator. But on the shaft, there are two stainless steel plates. These are the muscle stimulators, the part that do your Kegel exercises for you. There's also a tiny little appendage that comes out from the shaft, like the rabbit ears that vibrates on your clitoris, which is standard for most rabbit vibes. And what it does is, so you've also heard me talk about the importance of doing your Kegel exercises. They're for men and for women, but today we're focusing more on female, strengthening the female pelvic floor, but yes, men can do them too. So the amazing thing about this product is that, okay, the importance of Kegel exercises is that they strengthen your pelvic floor muscles. So what is your pelvic floor? Okay, the pelvic floor, it supports your internal pelvic organs. Okay, what does that mean? This is what gives you control over your bladder, your bowel. And for men, the pelvic floor is important for erectile function and ejaculation. So for women, pelvic floor muscles can help you with greater sexual satisfaction and arousal. So what am I saying? When we do our Kegel exercises, you tense and you relax, and that will strengthen them over time. So why is this important? Well, when you do these exercises, you strengthen the pelvic floor because like any other muscle, like when you go to the gym, you do your biceps or you do your squats, you have to exercise them or they atrophy. They don't work anymore. They don't feel good. You have flabby arms. What are they called? What are they called when you got the bad?
Bat wings?
Like the
bat
wings.
Oh, yeah, they're bingo wings. Oh.
You got the bingo wings if you don't do your triceps. You got flabby abs if you don't do your abs. And your pelvic floor, which no one's going to walk around going, did you see that chick's pelvic floor?
Super
okay,
funny.
Which is why we probably don't focus as much time on it because you're like, I don't really see the results. So I don't understand. The problem is for women is that over time, your pelvic floor, like any other muscle, becomes weak. And this can start in your 20s, 30s, definitely into your 40s and 50s. And it just happens. It drops. It becomes weak. And the problem is women have problems like, you know, and this happens to you guys sometimes, right? The women in the room, you sneeze, you pee maybe in your pants, jump on a trampoline, you pee. Also, urinary incontinence if you have a child. So like if a woman is a child after childbirth, things get stretched out. Your vagina, you want it to be tighter. Women are always saying, like, oh, is it tight? Am I tight? This is the answer to all your problems, because when you do these exercises, it will become tighter. Plus, the benefits of having stronger exercises, even if you're like, oh, it's fine, I've never felt any pee or I've never had any problems, I have amazing orgasms. When you do these exercises, your orgasms as a woman become much, and men for ejaculation, become much, much stronger, because you're working your internal muscles, your clitoris, that vaginal elusive G-spot orgasm we all talk about, they become stronger. So when I launched my app Kegel Camp a few years ago, I thought it was really like everything. I'm like, I need to do them more. Like, I know the benefits of them because I've done and done them, like, you know, for a month and then stopped. So I committed to 3 months and I did them. And I'm telling you guys, and I too, Lori, when I started my show 10 years ago, up my masturbation game, up my sex game. I was not like everything, you know, I didn't have all the answers. So when I was doing them, and I'm doing again now with this new thing we're going to tell you about, I, no joke, I could have orgasms I could have orgasms probably in half the time that I usually can. Plus, I was able to have during intercourse, which we know only 30% of women can have orgasms, G-spot orgasms, which I can, but it's not as frequent every time. Plus, I was having the blended orgasms. So I'd have the clitoral. It was like a whole different game, because when you're strengthening it, it's like those muscles are like, they're tighter. So they're hitting your G-spot. Your G-spots, it's like, it's all in, how do you, you know, it's just like, it's just tighter and stronger. And when you're doing the exercises also, like, I find, like, you know, you also become like more turned on. So it's like masturbating more and the whole thing, it like changed my sex game. And then I stopped. So, because it's just kind of a pain sometimes to sit there with the app and do them yourself, and people do them wrong. Mm. So we got this intensity, right, that I just told you about, this product. And it was invented by a doctor. And it was specifically just given to patients, had to go in and see their doctor. The doctors would have to use it on them. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but he would have to, because it was a very expensive machine. It was like a $1,000 machine. It had biofeedback. Because so many women go in with this problem, either sexual dysfunction, they just can never have orgasms. After childbirth, they're, you know, it's, everything's looser down there. But then they thought, why don't we make a portable one that women can just take home and use, right, and strengthen it? So they created this product. And so the amazing thing about this product is that it does them for you, literally. It's like nothing will do your abs for you. Like, nothing will run for you. But these, you lie there, and it actually, I don't even have to tense and relax. It's doing it, and it feels really, really pleasant. I honestly think this is going to be revolutionary, because women who, last night on Loveline, for example, we got 3 calls from women who said that they've never had orgasm during intercourse, which, you know, is really common. And I just, and there was one woman who said she hasn't wanted since she had children, and I was like, I believe that the more in touch you are with your body, the more you masturbate and the more you do the exercises, the more sex you want the more. So I feel like with this toy, it's not even a toy. It's a combination of a medical, like, because it does your exercises, plus it's a goddamn rabbit vibrator. So it has the vibrations on it. So it's like you have vibrations and you have orgasms and exercise your muscles. So I just lie there and I felt super relaxed. Like, I had it inside me and I laid back and I was like, wow, I felt sort of this like zen, peaceful relaxation, and I've never felt that kind of stimulation inside my vagina before. And I felt that in the past I probably wasn't doing my Kegels as effectively, and I felt like I chilled and I meditated.
It's the same way that you might feel if all of a sudden you have all these like dishes to do and someone comes along and does them for you, and you're just like, oh, I'm just gonna kick back and let someone else do the dishes. Like,
and that's, they give you an orgasm while they do it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Right.
The sensation is not like something I've ever felt before. I mean, it was totally, totally new. Like when the muscle stimulators, the 2 stainless steel plates that are on there, when they activate, it's like, it's intense.
Like, right. But they act, yeah, exactly. I mean, what did you think, Alyssa, of the intense of the stimulation?
So it took me 2 times to really understand it and feel it. And I really like it. First of all, I love what it does. And it feels great when you figure it out. I've never felt like, it's an interesting feeling of being full and like full and stimulated, which I know is kind of what sex is, but it's like a different feeling in its own. I don't know. It's different and I loved it.
Yeah. And it's perfectly. And it's like designed to fit into, because as you know, all vaginas are unique, like beautiful little snowflakes. And it's like perfectly designed to fit into every single vagina and like fit every woman a little bit differently. That's part of the pump thing, is that you pump it up so it will fill you completely, because you're supposed to feel full and all of that. And I feel like with most insertable sex toys, you kind of have this like, it's very obvious that you're not completely full, that there's like a, you know, like a dildo or something in you.
this just kind of like fills you right up. Yeah. So it's like, it's just totally new. And then you've also got the vibrations like filling you up, and that's nice as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah. And I think that's why it took one or two times is to find the right level of fullness for me, you know, and you got to play around with it and figure it out exactly. And once you get that sweet spot, you're golden.
Exactly. Like you have to puff it up and then I thought it was just cool. And I found that it was like, at first, like, because the whole deal is that you could just buy the Apex. They have a toy called the Apex that just does the exercise for you. But this one is a rabbit. So I turned off the rabbit. I was like, I'm just going to do this. So I just laid back and it felt tingly at first. But to me, it was like all of a sudden I felt like it was really like meditative, and that it felt. But I actually did it for 10 minutes, because when I met with the woman from Intensity, she was like, oh, you know, do it for, because I met with them after I tried it. I was like, oh my God. And I've met with the person, the woman who runs it. And she was like, do it for 10. So then I felt like I got into this zone where at first it just felt like I was relaxing, that it was doing these muscles. And then I felt like, then I started to get turned on. Then I started to get like aroused after like 10 minutes and like super peaceful, relaxed. And I felt like these muscles were working. And then I turned on the rabbit vibration part, which I typically am not a huge, to be honest, like I like rabbit vibes. They're not my go-to. I'm a clitoral vibe girl. So then I turn on the rabbit stimulation part, like after I was done doing the exercises, which you should do like 5 times a week. You could do it 5 minutes a day. And then I had the most incredible blended orgasm that no other toy has ever given me.
Well, there's I haven't also even told you guys this. A vibrator on the inside.
Exactly, for your internal, yeah, for your internal
two
clitoris.
Separate vibrators on the toy.
That's right. Crazy. It's crazy. Did you guys? So what did you think of the internal vibrations?
I couldn't really feel the internal, but I also think that I went a little bit ham with the
stimulation.
Yeah, I went a little, sorry, ham. I went hard. I went a little bit harder with the stimulation because I really wanted to make sure I was feeling that. So I was turning up the vibrations. I did have it pretty high, but I mostly felt the stimulator, which was really cool and very like totally new sensation. It's like I never realized I wasn't doing my Kegel exercises correctly until I felt it doing them for me. And I was like, oh, hey, that's what that's like. And then it even says on the directions, like part of to feel the full results, you need to also do free Kegels when you finish up with it. And I felt like I knew how to do them better once I removed the toy because it was like muscle memory. Like I knew what it felt like.
Exactly. I could do them right now.
And that was really cool.
We're
doing them
now. Oh, next month, you guys, we are doing a Kegel. Next month is all about Kegels too in the office. We're doing, it's sex education next month, but we're going to be having a little Kegel contest. We're going to run through our Kegel camp. We're going to do videos. It's going to be a fascinating series. Women sitting around doing the Kegel exercises. But here's the thing about the inner. So a lot of women don't know strengthening your inner clitoris. There's 15,000 nerve endings. And it's part of the clitoris. So it internally runs along the root of the vagina. So there's these 4 inches of legs, like the clitoris. So people are always like, oh, I don't get why if I rub my labia or the inside, why that feels good, because it's all really connected. So that's how you have that elusive vaginal or G-spot orgasm, is when you also are strengthening the inside clitoris is really all connected to the G-spot as well. So that's something special about this. And then you got the external. And so... what else, you guys? Could you guys feel? I mean, I know that. Have you guys felt the strengthening of it? Have you felt like? Have you done it over time? I mean, I know that we're starting with it, but I feel. I don't know. I felt like it's, and even when I've now had sex afterwards, I'm so much. I don't know. I just feel like I'm walking around. I'm feeling like more aroused, like in my day to day life, from this goddamn machine. I swear to God, this.
It's amazing.
Well, yeah. I'm really excited about it. Like, ever since I heard
it's not a machine, it's a toy. And I just feel like every time I talk to my friends, I'm like, you guys have to try it, because they're all like, a lot of them have kids. They're like, I can't. And I think it gets you in the mood for sex more.
Totally. All of it.
I mean, it's like when you start working out, you're like, for your beach body, you know, and you're like super stoked to hit the beach and show it off because you've been doing all this work on it. I feel like that's it. You're walking around carrying like a loaded gun, basically. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I've been working for this.
I'm ready.
It's going to be good. Yeah, exactly. So, the benefits alone just make it worth it. Even if it didn't vibrate, I feel like a lot of people would still want to use it because it benefits you so much in the long run. I can't wait to see it.
And one of my favorite things that when we first heard about it was that it's also like a preemptive thing, you know, so as like we get older and, you know, all the natural things happen, if we do these enough and use the toy long enough, then when the time comes, we're just going to be tight and ready to go forever. And so I think that helped me to start noticing it more, you know, and being more in touch and definitely feeling stronger. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get better.
I love it. How do you all usually masturbate?
Before I had this wonderful opportunity to start doing what I now do, I had no toys. So I was always a hands-on girl, for lack of a better word, I mean. Yeah.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, I made my way very well. I've had a fabulous time. But now that I have these, magic wand blew my mind. Love it.
Okay.
It's my go-to for when I want a guaranteed, you know, maybe I'm like, you know, I got 10 minutes before I got to go somewhere. I feel like I'm going to use my magic wand. And it's... can pop in probably 3 in 10 minutes if I really try.
Yeah. Now, what settings do you like?
I like to start with the lowest one, just the regular vibration, and then go to what's this? I can't remember which one it is, but the second of the vibration pattern, the one that's like.
Oh, I like that one too. I actually masturbated this morning, so I could be really fresh. Clear. I wanted to be fresh on which one I like too, and I like number two as well. Yeah. But there's four because there's like I was like, oh, maybe I should record this so we could hear the different like. Okay. Like, I was not me masturbating, but just the patterns are like. Like there's different like so it's like a rising and falling falling of different
like a wave, level, a waves right?
Yeah. Yeah, which I never used to be into the waves, mm-hmm. but now I'm into the waves with this one because it's like my orgasm can build and you know go up and down with I love that. Okay, and so
okay, so Madison on the mic here.
Madison on the mic, yo.
So I actually had the luck to get an original magic wand, the kind that plugs into the wall, and it's my favorite. Kept it bedside when anyone would come over, my boyfriend would be like, Madison, put away your wand. Come on, like no. We have company. And I was like, it's fine, they know what I do. So I was very excited to get the rechargeable one. And the settings, honestly, I think the settings are what makes it my new favorite toy because you've got the choice of like some people really like the continuous like brr and like that's awesome. That was the old magic wand. That was like it was a one trick pony. That was its thing that it did. You know? Yeah, exactly. It went turbo and then like super turbo. And so this new one, it starts off a little bit more gentle. So like the lowest setting is a little more manageable, which is good because I'm very sensitive down there and I can't handle like a really intense direct vibration right away. So I actually use it over my underwear, which is what I would recommend to anybody who's like, oh, I can't use a magic wand. It'll burn my clitoris off. Like, wear underwear. You're going to be happy you did.
Right.
Like, you will love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people definitely need to wear underwear over it or put something. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Put T-shirt.
A damp cloth.
A damp cloth.
I use it over my underwear. And I start off with the, you know, like the continuous one. And I really build. Like, I learned how to have multiple orgasms and how to have extended orgasms by playing around with the settings on this. And I'm really excited to share. So a lot of people go into the magic wand. Like, yes, it is a hit it and quit it kind of sex toy if that's what you're looking for. You can go in 15 seconds later, mind-blowing orgasms, and you're done. You can go about your day. I like to take my time with it, and I kind of tease myself. I, like, hold it close to my clitoris but not quite, or I use it in the surrounding areas and really just like build up that orgasm. And then I have the first one on the lowest setting, like the lowest like continuous setting, and then I switch it to the I think it's number 4 on the different patterns, and it's the one that's like just like a really slow wave. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is it makes a really loud sound when it gets to that like crescendo and like rattles a little bit because it's working so hard. But
not
it's
loud
so
like
good.
Your neighbors can hear it.
Oh, it's much quieter than the old one was too. By the, that's really important. Right. Way quieter. But yeah, and then that one will take me into multiple orgasms like right away. If I just do that slow little buildup with the continuous and then I go into the wave one and I just kind of play around with it, like 7 orgasms. Like it's crazy.
We're going to give a shout out to our awesome sponsors because we love you. And thanks everyone for supporting our sponsors and for listening to the show. And we'll be right back. Okay, you guys. So how has your October been? Let's talk about your freakiness. What have you been doing to take the freak out of it?
So I'll start. And then I actually met a guy who has a foot fetish on Scruff, which is like a gay dating app. He was really shy about like wanting to come out about it. And he's like, not a lot of guys are into it. And like, I want to know if you are. So I don't have a foot fetish and I never knew it could be something really interesting. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to let him come over. I'm home alone. Like, why not? It was my birthday weekend. So I was like, hey, why not? Like a little birthday treat. So he came over and I was like,
happy birthday.
Yeah, right. Thank you. And I didn't know how to do it. I was like, so like, what do you want? Like, do you want me to keep my shoes on? Like, do you want to take them off? So he did. And like, he like started smelling my socks. And then he was like, oh, like, is it okay if like I lick your toes? And I was like, yeah.
I was just talked about licking.
Exactly.
Didn't know that you just had your toes licked.
I know. I perked up when you said that because I was like, oh my God, like I just had that and it was amazing.
See?
Our feet are actually really sensitive, guys. I didn't know that.
Wow. No, they are. So wait, did you shower and scrub and get a pedicure before?
No, he said that's kind of part of his fetish. He likes smelly feet. Not that mine were bad, but he's like, oh, they smell good. And I was like,
did you shower everything but your feet? Like leave them outside the shower so your feet would be extra smelly?
Okay. I think I had showered just earlier in the day. And then like he came at night. And then he's like, oh, they smell bad. But like for me, that's good. Not like bad, but just like he likes it because it's like manly or something.
So did you like, okay, I want to understand. So you were fully, he came in. He's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And then he comes to your house.
Yeah.
Or you went to his house. Your parents weren't home.
He came to my house. They weren't at my house. Sorry, guys. If you guys hear this, yeah. I don't have boys over all the time, Mom. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Mom. He lives with his parents. But it's cool because, so he comes over. Yes. And does he bring you like wine or food or?
No, he didn't bring anything. It was like a total like random. I think it was a Friday. He came in. Like we didn't take our clothes off or anything. It was very normal. We had just like a normal conversation, but my feet were in his mouth.
So that's right away, thing. Like, was there making, did you make out first?
No, he actually doesn't care for like anal sex, like masturbating together or like
just
kissing.
Feet. So he just wanted laid feet. Down on the couch, took your,
yeah.
And he like licked them and caressed them.
Yeah, he licked them. He put them on his face. Like, oh, like you have really nice feet. Like I've never seen them so nice. And I was like, oh my God, like I didn't even know.
I know. Did you get turned on?
At first I was like, okay, like I'm figuring it out. And then I invited him for a second date to try it out again on Sunday. Wow. And I actually really did like it.
Wow. See, this is the thing with sex. Sometimes it's the first time something's new. So, you know, new experience, your adrenaline's going, it's kind of hard to get into. But then the second time it turned you on or it felt...
It did the first time, but I was like, well, I need to like make sure the second time.
But you said, good.
So I'm ready to experiment more maybe the next time.
I love this.
That's what it's
and
about.
And you were writing some great blogs too about... Well, we'll get into that. I have some more things to say about your blogs. Okay, so what about anyone else freaky?
Go for it, Madison.
Well, okay, so I'm probably, which is the weirdest about me, but I'm the most vanilla person in the office, I would say. Like, definitely. No, it's true. It's fine. I'm okay with it, guys. But it doesn't mean I can't, you know, appreciate it and like enjoy it as a third party. I'm fascinated by all things related to sex, but I'm not necessarily like the kinkiest person in my home life. And so my, you know, I was like, oh, like Eddie's going to explore, like, you know, he's going to explore fetishes and stuff like that. And like my homework for myself this month is to work on fantasies because I don't have one. And that to me seems weird because I'm like, fantasies are so important. Like, you know, like my cerebral knowledge of fantasies. I'm like, oh, it's so important. Like you need it for your fantasy life, you better masturbation, better sex. And then I come home and I'm like, what is my fantasy? And all I can conjure up are these like jokey ideas and like, you know, little quips. And it's kind of my way of like getting around
it.
It's
like humor.
Like, what is my fantasy? And I'm like, oh, like there's like the windows are open and the windows are clean and I can't hear my neighbors talking in Armenian downstairs and screaming at their kids. And all of a sudden I come, like, you know, it's like those are my fantasies. My fantasies are so mundane. Right. Yeah. But so I'm working on.
You still got a few days left. Yeah. How have you been? So watching porn?
Yeah. I mean, I do watch porn. I just find myself so like so distracted by the details of it and the production of
it. Your head, though. I always think like, how can we do this for you? I feel like, do you ever you like to read erotica?
Yeah. I mean, I do like to read. I was watching porn the other day and I remember thinking like, there's someone in the background whose job is to scream like, all right, more throat, open your throat. And I'm just like, imagine.
So now
like
you're psychoanalyzing porn and you can't even enjoy porn. This is like, so sad. We got to like turn Madison's. I wish we could just turn your brain off.
It's really sad. But like, I will say, you know, of course, when I was drunk a couple nights ago, I was like really like not in my head and ended up scaring the bejesus out of my boyfriend. Like he was not expecting what was happening.
What do you mean? What happened?
I woke him up with a blowjob.
In the middle of like 4 a.m.?
Yes. At 4 a.m. because that's awesome. I got drunk, hung out by myself for a while and was like, oh, like, you know, it would be really fun. Like, I'm going to wake him up with a blowjob. And he's like, Madison, you were down there forever. I had to make sure you were okay.
That's sweet, Madison. Yeah. A blowjob just says brings the very best. That's sweet of you.
So well,
that's many a man's fantasy, I think.
Yeah.
What says I love you better than that?
Than like waking up.
I was going to say, I was trying to think of that.
To
what
me
says
fumbling
I love you?
Under the covers, trying to figure it out. Like, but so as far as freaky sex goes,
nice stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah, I'm really just, dedication. Really just trying to find my fantasies.
Yeah, you guys, fantasy work is important. It's okay if it doesn't come naturally to you, but, you know, a lot of times we are in our heads to the point where we distract ourselves. So if you have like a go-to fantasy or image, you know, it's really helps your sex life. I've talked a lot about this on the show, but it's like a lot of the somatica work I've been doing with my somatica training, going back for my last one next week. But it's healthy to have a fantasy. It's not necessarily one that you want to act out with your partner, but there's a lot of different ways to cultivate that. If you don't know what it is, you know, feed your brain, start like reading erotica, watching porn, thinking about the hottest sexual experience you ever had, like a sexy, you know, maybe a dream. You start with one thing and then you build out from there. Mm-hmm. So, Madison's really into her Armenian neighbors, and who knows what happened next. Maybe they'll be coming over and seducing her. Okay, guys, I want to go around. I want to know, I'm curious, how has your sex life changed since you've been working here at Sex with Emily?
Definitely a lot, I think. I personally had never tried toys at all. I'd been interested, just never did it. And now I have like literally like 13 under my bed. Like they're organized too, but it's so funny because people will be over at my house and they'll like drop something on the floor and they'll look under my bed and they'll be like, Jamie, all of this? And I'm like, don't look under there. What are you doing? I'm actually not ashamed of it. I'm like, no, you can totally look at them if you want. They're clean.
So toys, you've learned a lot about toys.
Yeah, yeah. And I love it. I love them now. I'll never go back.
I love it. That's good. So, and what's the one thing you've learned about sex that surprised you the most? Just off the top of your head. Don't ever think
I guess, I don't know. I guess I just never realized for myself how much before I like was quiet in what I wanted.
Ask me for what you want.
Yeah, I never even realized that I didn't do that. And now I'm like, now I do it all the time. Yeah. Right.
I love it. Okay. Eddie?
So I feel like I've had a lot more sex since working here because like that's kind of like the things people tell you on Twitter. Like they'll just like kind of try to do like an icebreaker. Like, so what do you do? And then I tell them and I'm like, well, what's that? And like, I kind of, you know, I do some like free promo. I'm like, oh, well, this is what it is.
Oh, I don't care about and the then promo. Like, I just want you to have a good time.
Right. And then they'll be like, so what do you do? And then I'm like, what are you learning? And then like, I'll tell them what I'm doing. And then like, they get interested and I'm like, oh, hey, like, do you want to hook up? Or like, do you want to be like friends or something or whatever? Like, want to date me? And I'm like, sure. And then
but do you think it's
gotten me out there?
That's great. It has. Well, I remember when you did the comeback kid thing when you came back 3 months ago. You said you're taking a break. You're not really dating now.
I was.
And now you've got some guy over licking your feet 2 nights a week. I don't even know what's happened in 3 months.
It was almost like overnight.
It really was.
Just coming back. It's like it sparked that back in me.
Exactly, you guys. And that is a very good point. The thing about sex is once you take it off your radar, because life gets busy, we all get set in our ways, you get into a relationship, work, whatever, and we don't prioritize it. Even Eddie, who's, you guys are all millennials too, which I love. Mm-hmm. Love millennials, by the way. I'm not a basher because I've got the best freaking millennials here ever. But like, it's true. You said you came back. You're like, oh yeah. And it's like a lot of things when we're trying to develop new habits in life, healthier things. You're like, you just got to keep it up. So I love that. Okay. And Madison, how the hell has yours 2 years?
Yeah.
Over 2 years.
Yeah, it's true. I'd say probably the way that it's changed the most is how I communicate about sex with my partner. So it's like that's all encompassing, like asking for what I need, how I let him know about things that I like and I don't like. And, you know, as we mentioned earlier, like when there's an issue with like mismatched libidos, it's really easy for both partners, like on both sides, to get kind of like shamey and like, well, why do you want it so much? Well, why don't you want it? And it's like something I've learned being here is how to talk about it in a constructive and like not hurtful, like totally like open and like, you know, compassionate way. So no one's getting their feelings hurt. No one's like being resentful. It's like all out in the open. I think that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. It's not as exciting as like sex toys or toe licking.
No, but can I tell you the thing is that the points that you all brought up is exactly like if someone's had to be like, what do you talk most about your show? I'd say asking for what you want in bed, learning how to communicate. So it's about communication and communicating if you're in a relationship, communicating to your partner. And, God, it's all kind of the same thing. Not being afraid to like try new things, try new toys, try, you know, like be in charge. It's kind of all the same, right?
Yeah, especially because I'm single, so all my hookups are like one night stands kind of. Some of them are more in depth than that, but it's like harder to get what you want for, I think, especially women out there.
On the one night stand?
On the one night
stand. But do you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk. I want to hear how you do that. You're
23.
Jesus.
Almost. 23 and a half as of a couple days ago. So there you go.
So, so many women. It took me, you guys, and I started this like in my 30s. So like I did not know it then, but now at 23, you're on a one night stand and go. What happened? Give me an example.
I mean, well, especially because my job does come up, you know, when talking usually. So they're like, oh, okay, all this interesting stuff. And like, I don't know if people expect you to just be
an expert from working here. I mean, we're not experts. Like, let's just, right. Only Emily's the expert. Everyone else here, we learn a lot of stuff, but I think they're just more open to it. They're like, I take charge, and they're like, I think they're just attracted to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think because my job kind of like shows them, it's like, okay, well, they also feel like they feel the need to impress me more because I've heard about so many things. So I feel like it's a little easier for me because of that. But yeah, now I just go for it because I'm like, hey, man, this is going to be a one-time thing. Like, I'm not wasting my time here.
Right.
Exactly. I'm going to get what I need.
It. That's really nice. I love See that. Empowered yeah. young people here.
Jamie's an inspiration.
Yeah. No, really. It's true. And you guys, I think you should all listen to that. Like, ask for what you want. There's no reason to suffer through bad sex.
But don't
I know,
be mean I about
it for a long time.
One thing I've learned about sex that surprised me the most is how many people are having problems with it. Because that's something you don't hear about. My friends never talked about sex until I started working here. And all of a sudden, the floodgates were opened. And I know everything about everyone's sex life. And that's great. But I just, you know, I didn't realize. Like, people aren't as open about having bad sex as they are about having good sex.
So true.
And I didn't realize how many people out there are having bad sex and don't realize it could get better.
You read the emails every single day. You hear from the listeners. It's so absolutely true. And I think that what we try to do on the show and life, like, I just so badly, like, when I die, if they just say she made sex normal, but hopefully your friends are talking to you about it. And you're so right that people don't. Not only do they, some people talk about good sex, but some people don't talk about sex at all.
Yeah.
But they really don't talk about bad sex, especially guys. They have like no one to go through for that.
All my friends were like, I had great sex last night. Like, da da da. Like, I can't wait to jump on his dick. And I'm like, wow, everyone's having this amazing time. And like, I'm not like, what's going on here? It's just, you start to feel like you're really like the freak in the room who's like not really enjoying themselves as much as everyone else. And it's like, it's really a relief. Just so everyone who emails knows, like, here at the Sex with Emily team, we learned so much from your emails. Mm-hmm. Like, even the ones that don't go on the show, like, we, as a team, Emily, you know, anyone who's working there, Eddie, Jamie, I, we all read the emails and we learn a lot. And we, like, we empathize and we get so much out of them. So thanks, everyone, for emailing all the time. Yeah,
we do appreciate that.
Yeah, and a lot of the questions you guys ask also are stuff that here in the office
we ask.
Yeah. So, you know, so you're not alone, like... Yeah. There's always someone asking the same questions as you.
And we've never once someone wouldn't work for me. We've never sent email, ha, 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 look at this funny person. We don't laugh at you. No, we don't judge you.
No, there was one guy who sent, he sent the big black penis shot. And I sent it to everyone on the team. Was like, happy
That's
Friday.
True. Right. That's true. But we don't make,
that was the only time.
We want to help you. We're with you. We're all in this together. Okay. Anything that you learned that surprised you about sex that learned you?
I was thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, what do I need to do? So I guess everyone thinks that like gay people have like amazing blowjob skills. And I feel like I didn't in the beginning, but after like listening to the show and like getting the tips, like reading the blogs, like you guys have written and just like said on the show, I feel like I've actually gotten like up there where like, I'm like, I have like a mini like Emily and like behind me, like in my head, just like listening. I'm like, okay, like I need to do this. Like, make sure you do this. And like, I think it's worked for me. I got it up there where like I really
Eddie,
wanted
lube,
it.
Lube, yeah, suck, like, slow go, down, go. Use your tongue, swirl around the front
exactly.
of him. Swirl around the front of him, grab the balls, go in for
literally,
the balls.
Literally, yes, that's how I feel.
It's like the Microsoft Clippy in the icon in the corner, but it's Emily and she's just giving you sex tips.
She's giving me little tips like while I'm there.
Oh my God. I see you're about to go in for a blowjob. Let me help you with that.
Exactly. Blowjob spray, lube.
Right.
Ready,
you can
set,
download
go.
This on iTunes. Voice.
It's funny because a lot of my friends do tell me, they're like, I was thinking about you. So I was having sex with my husband. I was totally thinking about you. And I did the reverse cowgirl. Or whatever. This actually happened to a friend of mine. Because I was telling you that I did the reverse cowgirl, reverse cowgirl recently, which is kind of random to whip out the reverse cowgirl. Like, I just did it. I forgot. What happened was I... Oh God, this story. I was a little buzzed. Mm-hmm. You guys know I'm not a huge drinker, but I was buzzed. Yeah. And in fact, see, I think if you've listened to the show, you'll know like you're not going to think that I have a problem, but it was a little blackout-ish sex. Like I got to say in the morning with this guy, woke up in the morning, I was like, did we have sex? So I looked down and I'm like, because he'd left. I mean, we're friends. It's like not like whatever, but he was like, boom, like left, but he had to go. And I wake up late. And I had to look for the condom. I'm like, okay, there's a condom. That's good. We had sex.
Yeah.
And like, is there semen in the? Okay, he came. Good. He had a good time. So then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't had blackout sex. Like, I don't even remember like college. So then I talked to him and I'm like, okay, dude, what? Like, I'm like, that was all. He's like, last night was so hot. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, is he messing with me? Because I passed out. Because I woke up naked on my couch with a blanket over me.
Goals.
On your couch.
So then I was like, well, what happened? And he's like, well, he's like, do you remember the Uber ride? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, no. He's like, what you were doing in the Uber? I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? Apparently we like made out. And I don't remember what I did. I didn't take his pants off, but I don't remember. I touched him, kissed him. Then we get back to my house. He's like, and then like, he's like, you were on top of me on your couch. And then you turned around and you were leaning over your like, coffee table. I'm like, reverse cowgirl? Like, I did reverse. Like, because that's the kind of thing you do something. You kind of, that's a conscious thing. He's like, it was so hot. And then.
Yeah, no one naturally finds themselves a reverse cowgirl.
Apparently, I'm a very skilled, drunk reverse cowgirl. Great. And then the other thing I did. They call that a spinner.
By the way, I am a spinner. Yeah, when you're a small person, you can easily be maneuvered.
I spun around. It was actually really funny. And then, so I was telling my friend this, right? And I said, oh my God, the funniest thing happened. I was laughing. And she's like, no way. She's like, that's really funny. I get a text from her a few weeks ago. And she's like, I know this is sound weird, but I am wearing your underwear and I just did reverse cowgirl with my boyfriend. And I was like, why do you have my underwear? She's like, I borrowed it. I was at your house one day, like months ago. And she's like, and then I think I channeled you and I did reverse cowgirl. And I told my boyfriend I was wearing your underwear and he got really turned on. Anyway, it was so funny because she's like, I was thinking about you when I was having sex. But that again happens a lot. My friends are just like, I was thinking about you and I asked for this or that. So I hope you're all thinking about me in a good way or just at least thinking about things you've learned on the show and you've used that. Don't think about me during sex unless you want to. Unless it's your fantasy and you use these tools during sex. Okay, thanks everyone for listening to the show. I love talking to you. And thank you to my amazing team, Ken, volunteer Sarah, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.